Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back. We are live at the Swell Festival here in Ironmore, coming into the final hour. It's hard to believe. And don't forget, we are here in association with the Ironmore Fast Ferry and the Ironmore Holiday Village, who you look after. So fair play to all the lads that brought us over on the ferry this evening. And we will be slagging you more, lads, when we get it back to base and we stick it up on Facebook. And the Ironmore Holiday Village here, really, this is a beautiful place here, I have to say. And also, not forgetting our good friend Jim Muldoon, who will be taking us back home on his ferry. If he's not, Jerry Early swore he'll take us in his helicopter. But anyway, welcome back. We are live here with the Woodburning Savages. Dan and Paul, good to see you, lads.
What's
good to see
you. How are you doing?
Twice in 1 week, I've nearly caught you.
I know, it's serious.
You're the headline act here tonight. Is it no pressure?
No, we'll be grand. We'll get a bite to eat and we'll get right.
Saunter on it, right? Yeah, I love that. So what can people expect tonight, lads?
Well, we've brought a Siberian tiger and four rounds of fireworks with us. And apart from that, punk rock.
Good lads. Well, you know what they say about tigers. Never hook the animals in wains. I'm telling you that. Fireworks are different kettle of fish, but watch the tigers. You know what I mean? You can never trust a tiger.
Nope.
Look at one of the poo, you know me. But anyway, listen. What we're going to do? You're going to do a song for us now.
We are. Yeah. This is a song about Derry. Where we are at the minute. This one's called Boom. So
brilliant, lads. Brilliant.
And Tearaway.
Tearaway is right. Aye. You're in your granny's now.
Winters in your hands, cherish them in distant lands. Ah, did you see the steamship? Did you see the cavalry? I got guns and all forces open on me. Children, sofa through the wood, sail up all your firstborn, sail up all your daughters, we're so glad to meet you, you know, yes, we're so glad you came to say hello. Take it out on the spice road. Take it into the ice. Our suspect of ice, isn't it nice? Interface stereo, what are you scared of? I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time, but I am so glad to meet you. You know, yeah. We're so glad to meet you. You know, we built a fire on the hill just to guide you rank and file it, will ya? We built a fire on the hill just to guide you. Where have all the good men? 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 Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone?
Yes! What about that? Wood burning sandwiches, Dan and Paul. Paul. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thanks for helping us.
Thank you. Thanks for helping us. Cheers.
And listen, good luck. And I know you're going to just blow the place apart.
Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for coming up. Pleasure. Good luck to you.
As always. Cheers.
Right, I tell you what, you are tuned to Highland Radio. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. Paul McDowell, and of course, with the help of Jimmy Stafford here and all the team here, thank you very much indeed. We are now going straight live to friends of ours who were up with us last year. We've got Mungo Estate, Darren. That's going great. And yourself, and Claudio.
Claudio's here.
And Guillermo.
Hello.
How are you? And Sebastian.
Good to see you.
That's great to see
you.
Sebastian? Hey, listen.
Where's Sebastian?
He was there a month ago.
Oh.
You know the kind of... Hey, listen, great to see you. So remember the last night you really blew us away.
Cheers,
and we've been in contact because you're always on the Facebook and you're always in the crack and it's brilliant. How's things been?
Listening into Highland Radio on the internet as well every so often. So.
Great, good, good.
Oh, great show.
How's things been for you?
Grand, we're really fucking busy, really, really busy. So it's like, it's good.
Brilliant. And how'd you find this place?
We just got the boat that let us off here.
So. Oh, right. So it's going to be one of these questions and answers things, is it? How did you get on the boat? You know what I mean?
There's a lovely lady in the port.
I'm surprised even that young man, because I know you haven't got a passport. Right, I'll tell you what, we're going to get a song.
All right,
what are you going to do first, lad?
The song's called How Many More Times.
In Your Own Time, the Mungo Estate.
Girl, I really like your style. Gingham dress and a grudging smile. With that chainsaw tongue. Mother mine, I don't want you know. And so I recount daily. 100 ways you told me, maybe. Why can't you give me a yes? How many more times do I have? And, oh, you should come and give me half a chance. How many more times do I got to bend? Before you let your heart through your head. Honey, why do you wear my out? Every day you shoot me down. Don't take me for no willing fool. Break my heart and you break the rules. My hands are all in bleeding. Hard to stand, but I ain't leaving. Ready soon now by my knees. How many more times do I have to ask? Oh, you should come and give me half a chance. Times do I have to ask? Oh, you come and give me half a chance. How many more times do I got to bend? Boy, you let your heart rule your head. Everybody. How many more times do I have to ask? Oh, you come and give me half a chance. How many more times do I got to bend before you let your heart rule your head? How many more times do I have to end before you come and give me half a chance? How many more times do I got to bend before you let your heart rule your head? Before you let your heart do your head.
Yeah! The Mungo Estate. Right.
Thank you very much.
Lads!
We got to tear off, man.
Thank you very much.
Radio. Guillermo. Great to see you again. Thank you so much indeed, my friends. Oh, I tell you what, Darren, thank you so much. We forget we're live here time. Good luck to these lads. That is the Mungo Estate, and they were up with us last year, and boy, I tell you what, they blew us away. And you know the lovely thing about here is when the ferry leaves, A lot of people have to get on it. And this man, we couldn't have a show without this man on us in Donegal. And I know he's gigging tonight. Declan McLafferty.
How are you?
I'm great. Where are you tonight?
Rory's away to France. So I am covering his...
Good
he
man.
Does a trad session on a Sunday night in the Harbour Bar.
Good. Hey, you're tearing away and you're doing your thing. And brilliant as always.
Battling away. I just kind of making plans of the band now. Going to record a new record, I think, in November. So going to record an album.
An album?
An album, man.
Good.
So
we look forward to that.
Hopefully next March it'll be out. All going well.
Brilliant. As your and your usual relaxed, laid back frame of mind, which is good, Declan, which is good. Hey, listen, we're not going to hold you up because we know what time the ferry's going.
What time is it going?
Whenever you're finished.
It's like Hotel California.
Or thereabouts. No, we have contacts. We can tell the Voyager. What do you call it? Davey, who brought us over?
Dominic Sweeney, was it?
One of them. He didn't even know how to drive it. I had to tell myself. The right one down. But listen, Declan, you're kicking away. And are you busy, or are you just as busy as you want to be?
Well, I'm flat.
Are you flat?
Well, I've done four gigs a day.
Four gigs a day? Oh, you're taking it easy today?
Taking it handy today. And now this Highland Radio gig, all the night, that's six.
Is that all part of your contract? Work?
But they're only wee small things, a wee song here
and there. That's good, Declan, that's great.
Nice,
we're delighted you come along. What are you going to sing for us?
I'll do a new song with no name. How's with that?
Hang on now, is this the first time this is released? The first time you sang it live?
Probably,
aye. Well, sure. In your own time.
For you, your future's written on your stars, and I can never take it from you that it's not for me as a piece of pie. Breath and I heard you sing.
All right, then let's hear you give it up, Declan McClafferty. You know, as always, Declan, you never fail. You never fail. That's brilliant. And what's the story of that song? Are you're going to keep it for the album that you're coming out?
It's an idea. I'm making no promises. I'm not will committing it to anything. We'll see how it works out.
Brilliant. Hey, it's a pleasure. Look after yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
I'm waiting to get this boat.
Are you going to get the boat?
I'm waiting to get this
boat. Don't be worrying about it. Listen, give it up one more time. Declan McClafferty.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good luck.
Right, thank you very much. We're going for a quick ad break. We'll be right back real soon. Don't go away. Song. What about that? That is brilliant. That's the, as I said, the Ghosts Don't Shave from their brilliant album called The Turfman Blues, and that is the title track. And as I said to you earlier on, if you're listening in, Ghosts Don't Shave will be releasing a brand new song and a brand new video very, very shortly, so stay tuned for that. I am delighted to say I am joined, and give it up and give it loud for the Hummingbirds! Thank you so much indeed, Deborah and Suzette. It's lovely to have you. How's things?
Grand, good.
Tearing away and...
Yeah, we just did our set there about an hour ago.
And how'd you find it?
It was great. Nice little crowd.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's our second time.
It's your second time?
Yeah.
And would it be fair to say you'll be back again next year?
I'm sure we will.
Aye.
Yeah, for sure.
Aye. So how long did you do, what's your set?
Just a half an hour set, actually. Aye. Yeah.
But it's nice that, isn't it? It's nice the whole build-up and all and getting over and all. What do you think of the island itself? There's a multiple of things I think, it create the whole atmosphere, isn't it?
It just feels, there's a little bit of kind of like anything can happen kind of
anything
feeling.
In a nice way.
In a good way, of course.
In a good way, of course. Yeah. So, musically yourselves, what are yous at or where are yous?
Well, it was a group of four girls and now it's a group of two, so we've changed to more electronic. Uh-huh. We're using a looper, we use synthesizers, a drum machine, vocal processor,
there's nothing wrong.
Kitchen sink.
There's nothing wrong with that. As a man to my right just shouts up here, who would know a lot about it.
So,
vocal processors, that's a great word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You're writing away stuff of your own, or?
Yeah. We were releasing a new single in a few weeks.
Right.
This is actually the first time to announce it, isn't it?
Yeah,
on air. So Highland Radio exclusive. World exclusive.
Can we write that down? Put it under the contract.
In a few weeks with a music video, our very first music video. We're not going to be in it. We have actors and actors.
And you'll definitely have to come up and see us.
Of course.
Definitely.
Donegal is my favourite place.
Is it?
It is, actually. That's it's good. Just really far away from Dublin, but it's the best. And if anybody wants to sponsor a plane for me, just a private plane. I don't think that's too much to ask, is it?
What's the music scene like in Dublin?
The music scene? Oh, it's nothing compared to Dublin. To Donegal, I mean. In Dublin, I suppose you're competing with hundreds of acts.
Is that vibrant now at the moment? Is it? Does that
I think so. There's a lot of good acts, great Irish acts out there. Uh-huh. We played Leo's Tavern last year in Gweedore, and it was so amazing just to have such a captive audience at Donegal. People just appreciate music.
Was that part of the
so
Club Yo?
Club Yo, that's
lovely, wouldn't it?
Ashling Jarvis is our producer, Moya Brennan's daughter.
Yeah, Ashling was in here with us.
She's a talented
and
woman.
And Moya, of course.
Uh-huh.
Lovely.
They're both talented women.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, we'd love to get a song from you. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to play one of the songs from our albums that we released in November 2014.
And can I say something about your album just before we... There's albums that I get that I can put on when my mood feels it, and your album is in that collection of my stuff that I go, no, I want to listen to Hummingbird. So to me that's a wee plus, just
thank you. Well, we're gonna play one from the album.
It's a lovely, it's a beautiful album. The harmonies and everything was just so tight and everything, so listen, in your own time, give us a
wee
song.
Okay, this song is called The One I Love.
Oh, lovely.
This is for the one I love, a melody gives away every day his heart to me, and sometimes awake at night I wonder why, but he tells me I'm loved perfectly till the day I die. Gives away
day I die.
For a group that were four piece and now two piece, sounding stronger and better than ever before.
Thank you.
Once again, I can't ever stop saying it, but there are a lot of the acts here which I do genuinely mean this. The music, it takes me to where I want to go. It's singer after singer here tonight. So thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
Good luck with the forthcoming events and whatever you're doing. And we'd love to see you up again with us on Highland Radio some.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'll let you know next time we're back.
So you're going to release something very.
Yeah, we're releasing a single in a few weeks with a music video, which is exciting,
definitely.
And that's going to be off our upcoming EP. We're releasing it. We're launching it in the Grand Social in Dublin on the 29th of September, Thursday.
Lovely.
29th, with support from Rosa Nutty and Alvaretti. So,
oh, very good. Well, we wish you well. But
thank
keep
you.
In touch with us and get the single update.
Thank you for all your support.
Thank you very much. One more time, give it up.
Thank you
ladies
so much.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Hummingbird, thank you so much indeed. Right, the fact that we're on the island tonight, it's important that we, you know, there's a lot of music here and stuff, and I'm delighted to say, I have to go and talk to somebody that's from the island. So, Mary Tay Gallagher, lovely to see you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Tell me, Mary, as someone who's from the island, what does a Swell Festival mean for you?
Well, I think it's wonderful. It brings... I think it's great for the island. It brings a great buzz to the place, and all the different artists, and it's for young and old.
Do you in the island? You appreciate
we look
it?
Forward to it, yes, very much.
Because some people, you know, sometimes when you come on, maybe some, like an island like this, it's not secluded so much, but the fact that, you know, there's a very close community, and you think to yourself, are a lot of people maybe getting annoyed with stuff like this? But in general, you seem to embrace it a bit.
No, I wouldn't say anyone's annoyed about it. I think it's great for the island.
And do you know the one thing that I think is lovely here? You come up here and you hear singers, old, new, and then you hear comedians and things like that, and you're going, and you listen to them, but normally maybe you wouldn't listen to a comedian, and you laugh at the things that, you know, it's funny, isn't it, you know? So you're enjoying it, aren't you?
Very much.
And who are you looking forward to hearing?
Mary Brennan at the moment. Yes.
And Maya. Well, Maya will be on the, as I call it, the canvas barn. Very, very shortly. And there's somebody else who's going to walk away from me, but you're not getting that chance. And what's your name?
My name is Deirdre. I'm Mary's daughter.
Oh, are you? That's why you're here. And you've got to look and see it with you and all. It's lovely to see. And how are you from? Are you living on the island?
I live in Derry.
Oh, Derry? Oh, right.
I'm just home for the week with my children.
But you always like to come back here?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, every holiday.
And you're an Ironmore woman through and through?
True and true, yeah.
You're not a Derry woman?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. You married a Derry man then?
Yeah.
All right, right. Well, sure, that's there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? There's a Tyrone people in Donegal. There's even a Cork man here, but we don't hold it against them, you know what I mean?
Next best thing to Donegal. What can you do?
And this is it, you know what I mean? You have to be positive. Listen, it's lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of it. Enjoy Moya Brennan, and thanks for popping along. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much indeed. You see, that's the nice thing about this festival. If local people are, embracing it and enjoying it, that's what is great. And the thing about it, it's not a festival that's in your face as such. It's just that many different local artists and that. And that's what we love coming back to here. And, if you haven't been here this year, we definitely... encourage you to come next year and look at it and support it and say, you know, once you're walking on the place, it's something special. But anyway, in the back of that, it's 25 in front of 9 o'clock. We're going for a quick ad break and we'll be back with more music. Don't go away.
The smell of your fresh cut grass, your blue sky grins for all its sins. Look another gorgeous Levi ass. In July people come and go, looks like another perfect day, yeah. Just to see your striptease show, July, please try your best to stay. And a mongrel begins to bark at a wino in the park. And his owner doesn't care, because he really bombs in my mouth, baby, I'm everywhere. I can't lie on my pocket trout, so I sit back in the easy chair. And a woman of middle age licks and thumbs another. She brushes off the dirt from her greyhound skirt, and all the boys go, oh my, my, my.
My
Do you know, that's Monday and a Sunday in July, and, you know, you couldn't beat that with a big stick. And, you know, it's a brilliant song, but it's one of them songs that you sort of feel bad playing it in August, because it doesn't have the same ring. If you just joined us, you're tuned to Highland Radio. It's the Sunday Night Sessions with Paul McDevitt. We're right through until 9. And Tommy Rosny up between 9 and 11 tonight. And if you hear in the background, loads and loads of acts here appearing over the weekend. We had the wood-burning sandwiches in here. The ash just rocked the place. Kate O'Callaghan was in with us. And if you're a fan of the Sing Sing and the Gypsy Dolls, they'll be here tonight. And also the Inishowen Gospel Choir. We can't forget about them. We'd love to have them on the program. And don't forget, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to the ferry that we're looking after. It's the Ironmore Fast Ferry. And also the Ironmore Holiday Village here, which has beautiful cottages here that, you know, you have to see. And if you're not able to access the internet pages as such, just go into YouTube and type in Ironmore Island. There's such a beautiful, you know, them airplane or maybe it's drone type videos that are there at the minute, and it just sells the place to no ends. But just to come along, I'm talking to people this afternoon. We're here on a walking trip, and they're telling us about the beautiful walks they have right out until out into the lighthouse and stuff like that. So they're having a great time. We're actually talking to people here from Germany this afternoon, really enjoying themselves. So it's definitely worth a visit. Check it out, Ironmore Island. It's one of the best places about. Right, I tell you what, we're always coming up to the end of the program, but we're going to take a bit of music before we go. We have a couple of more artists to talk to between now and 9 o'clock. And if you want to get in touch, don't forget it's 086-77-0555. This is one of my favourite singers of all time, Mick Christopher, and a song called Hey Day. All right, you're very welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you very much indeed. Give it up and give it loud here. I tell you, but see, the crowd around here is mental. There's hundreds, and I don't know how we're going to get out of here, Jimmy, because, you know, we're trying our best. Mick Christopher, of course, and Hey Day, the late Mick Christopher, of course. And we're delighted to say we are joined by gentlemen who joined us on Monday night. On the Monday night session, give it up for the Poxmen. Jesus, if I can give it up here. Give it up one more time for the Poxmen. I want to ask a question of the Poxman. Did anybody see the gorse?
No.
Was he about, sir?
He was about last night, full.
Did he get married?
No, it all fell apart.
Oh, I didn't know,
he,
did
he,
it?
He, it was a whole fucking howling.
What?
The whole howling.
What? I thought...
Well, sorry, he's confident.
I know, that's not going to leave. Only 7 seconds. Beep that one out. Apologies to anybody's offended by that.
Hope you have plenty of beeps.
Right. Listen, lads, give us a song, will you?
Aye, all right. Then.
And then clear off, Ian, thanks. Right. What are you going to do first?
Tornado.
Oh, on your own time, lads.
By the storm.
Give her Dixie. Give it up for the Poxmen.
The devil is drinking, the angels are singing, and God's looking after hell. The government's bunking up the tents are up, and the Muldoonies are all at the swell. The birds are flying, the birds are flying, the birds are flying away. A storm is coming, a storm is coming, a storm is coming this way. The tide is turning, the clouds are coming this way. The pumpkin is out of the place, we're murdered and nobody's getting paid. The birds are flying, the birds are flying, the birds are flying away. A storm is coming, a storm is coming, a storm is coming this way. Thunder and lightning. Everyone is shouting themselves. Burning, the tide is turning, the clouds are coming this way. The public is there, the place is prepared, and nobody's getting paid. A storm is coming, a storm is coming, a storm is coming this way. The birds are flying, the birds are flying, the birds are flying away. Thunder and lightning. Everyone is shouting themselves. do you do when a thought you know is coming right towards you? What do you do to stand your shoes and hope it doesn't destroy you?
About it, there wasn't a wide pile of people here to start, and all of a sudden, when you come in, then the fan club come behind you. The Poxman boys and girls, thank you very much indeed. And in fairness, I see your man, and I see that thing attached to your foot, and it is a symbol. But I thought to myself, is that the GoPro camera was stuck to the dog last night here when somebody was on? And I looked at it, said, good God, what's going on? Lads, thank you very much indeed. Give it up again, the Poxman. Oh, God, that's mad crack. You know, I tell you what, if you're listening here tonight and you're wondering what, you should be hearing on Sunday night, you know. But it's coming to the end for us to wrap it up. But I have to, one more time, I'm bringing this gentleman on now. And John Muldowney. John, say, thanks indeed for having us.
Oh, Ty, it's fantastic that you're able to come out.
Oh,
give us that bit of support.
That's fantastic, the wife let me go. I couldn't believe it. Thanks for sending that letter.
I won't share any of them photos on Facebook either, so
no. No, but Ty, like it's buzzing now. It's buzzing,
oh,
John.
It's great. It's absolutely phenomenal, you know.
And you know,
everybody's going around with a smile on their face.
Of course.
Everybody's talking about how wonderful the music is. And, you know, it's nearly like, oh, I missed this, but I wanted to see this. And, you know, what we need to do is try and spread it out over a week so that everybody can try and see every band.
But that's, John, you know, I think that's good. People are moving around to get more.
Absolutely.
I think that's better, you know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah. And in fairness, John, you know, you don't... there's not a lot of praise given out. There's a lot of there's a big involvement here. There's a lot of people behind the scenes, John.
Absolutely massive. Absolutely. You know, I mean, we've a bunch of volunteers here. A lot of young ones that I would know from my day job up in the loft at Letterkenny.
Aye.
That have you know, willingly come out here and helped out just to experience the whole thing, and they've been fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think also. You know, the girls that get very little mention sometimes, and they work away all year. You know, Siobhan McGranahan and Mary Gallagher and Valerie Ormley and Seamus as well. The I can't say that word, can I?
No, don't.
But
if it's a swear word, don't say it.
John. It is. It's a swell word.
Swell word's different.
But no, just, you know, everybody that's here. There's a big squad. There's probably 40. Not sure the exact number, but 40-ish people that are here putting this thing up. You know, we've got to give a big shout out to Paddy Bloomer as well. Paddy is the man behind.
Well, you told me about Paddy Bloomer Monday night, so no one would do me then. I wrote the name down, you see me writing a bit of paper, but I followed it up. So I Googled Lindy Paddy Bloomer.
Aye.
And I thought, brilliant.
I know.
Oh, my
I know.
Kind of man.
Absolutely.
Such, but hey, an inventor, like.
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant. That's what he is. Yeah.
So he's what's his involvement here?
Paddy, well, strangely enough, my good friend Frankie, my next door neighbour and my work colleague, told me about Paddy Bloomer 3 years ago when we were starting to do the, plan the first swell.
Aye.
And he said, you know, you want to get Paddy involved. He says, Paddy's kind of a madman, you know, but aye. he's just can make stuff out of recycled and he's just very, very inventive, very creative man, and he's just a great character.
So what has Paddy put together here?
Well, Paddy designed and built the mountains, the big barn. That's Paddy's invention.
I had that in my head that that was him.
That's Paddy. Paddy designed and built that, and he's here.
We should have got him over if he's about.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And he's enjoying it.
He is, aye. And you know, there's been no guards listening, I'm sure.
No, but, not tonight. No,
that's what I was thinking.
No, you're
because
right,
no. Every time I see Paddy, he pulls out a wee nippy sweetie glass and he gives me a wee thimble full of poaching.
Is that
and
right?
It's just, and you know, that's it's kept me going all weekend. It's great.
I tell you what, we met you last Monday night. And I tell you what, you're a fresher looking man than anything you wore last Monday night.
See,
you know
that's
what I mean?
the mixture of Iron Moor rain and poaching.
I'll tell you what, you want to do a jail boy, don't you? Like Peckham Springs, get that Iron Moor rain and get it out there.
Exactly, yeah.
But as you say, John, like in fairness, There is, and I'm sure there's old days you're going, ah, is it worth it, hey? Is it worth the hassle?
Do you know this? When you see, when you walk around, you see everybody happy, and you see that just beautiful community feeling, and everybody enjoying a thing. It, you know.
But the thing about it, John, it's not finished now.
No,
but the work's only starting, like, really, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Yeah, we've got to get at it now for next year.
But just taking the piss down and leaving it back.
Oh, for God's sake! And oh, why? That's a whole other
animal. We had people from the island here, and they were really, you know, we were telling. I just can't believe how people embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as one thing you pointed out, and Jerry Early pointed out, the people that come here very respectful of the island.
They do.
And
they
that's
do.
So important. So absolutely, if you leave, yeah. And you leave behind the island as it was, but you leave people wanting his back, and you leave people leaving that's wanting
it.
Back.
That's it, yeah. I've got to give a wee shout out to a couple of lovely ladies now, and that is Meiji up the road there, Meiji Sailor Boyle, who... She just puts me in good form whenever I meet her. You know, she lives in the corner there.
Yes.
She's 88 years of age, and last year when the young ones were out there directing traffic, and it was pouring rain, and she was there, she was making them tea and sandwiches and getting them in and warming them up.
See, that's what's
you know, and lovely. And Biddy Berry Ann down the road then, the wee Cara home as well, you know, who landed up, and she said, make sure you get down for tea tomorrow.
Well, listen,
you know,
John,
that's the friendly kind of people. That's, you know, that's Aaron Moore for you.
But I tell you what, I want everybody to give it up here for John Muldowney, please. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
John,
very much.
It's a pleasure. But, and as always, you know, we love being involved. We love the whole thing. But the secret, the main secret is the quality. It's Aaron Moore Island. Don't forget that. Listen, that's time for me to go. Thanks indeed. Back at Dex, back at home even. Marty Free, thank you so much, buddy, looking after us and keeping us right. Joe Dex here inside. Catherine Gaffney on production. Not senior production director right now. Tommy Conway, head of security. Money for none, keeping the women off me. Right. And, Jimmy Stafford for looking after me. For myself, Paul McDevitt, we're back tomorrow night. At 9 p.m. for the Monday night sessions, back at studio. Listen, have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon. Good luck.